Jackass letters. Do 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 do. Jackass letters. Do 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 do. Jackass letters. Do 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 do.
Jackass Letters is one man's epistolary exploration of the world he lives in. If you're new to jackassletters.com or this podcast, my name is Christopher L. Jorgensen, and what I do is send out letters to individuals or companies to see what kind of response I can get. I try to make these letters be somewhat amusing, at least some of the time, but I also engage in political discourse, cultural criticism, and cathartic commentary, all intermixed with a bit of complete idiocy and jackassery. I do this because I think it's fun. I hope you will as well. I am generally a fan of the products and people I engage with, but not always. And yes, these letters are real, and yes, I really sent them. The replies are real as well. Even the names have not been changed to protect the innocent, since who among us is truly innocent? But they are occasionally redacted by request. If you enjoy my little letter-writing hobby, please consider becoming a patron on patreon.com/jackassletters. Thanks for listening. Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen. Now let's get right to it, shall we? I write a lot of letters where I don't expect to get replies, and it's mostly because it's when I do, I am so amazed. And this is one of those letters. April 21st, 2008. Dear Alpo, as you know, with the current state of the economy and the declining American dollar, many people on fixed incomes face hard choices about how best to spend their retirement checks. Sadly, an increasing number end up eating Alpo, a product not intended for human consumption. I would like you to address this issue. Won't you please do the responsible thing and come out with Alpo for senior citizens? With a properly blended formula, it should not be difficult to achieve a nutritionally balanced diet for the elderly. No more would they be forced to eat food meant for dogs. Instead, with pride, they could buy an affordable can of food meeting the best needs of elder care. After all, why should our pets fare better than our elders? I hope you consider this modest proposal. Thanks. Christopher L. Jorgensen.
And now, the reply.
May 5th, 2008. Dear Mr. Jorgensen, thank you for contacting the Nestle Pet Care Company. We always welcome questions and comments from our consumers. Pet foods contain no ingredients that are harmful to people when ingested. However, we do not recommend people eating pet food. At this time, Purina only manufactures foods for cats and dogs, and we do not have any future plans to make human foods. However, we will be happy to forward your comments to the appropriate departments for review. Again, thank you for contacting Nestle Pet Care Company. Please contact our Office of Consumer Affairs in the future if we can provide additional assistance. Sincerely, Sandy Siegfried, Pet Advisor. Enclosure. And they sent me a sky blue Stay Fresh Alpo lid, And you can see a picture of that on the website. A friend of mine pointed out that I missed the obvious joke about I should have told him that grandma's hair has never been shinier. But, eh. February 11th, 2011. Dear Duluth Trading Company, recently, I heard a tape of President Lyndon B. Johnson ordering a pair of pants from Joe Hagar. The president was very specific as to what he wanted in a pair of pants.
Yeah. Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. These are almost, these are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me, you never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, round under my, back to my bunghole.
All right, then.
So I can let it out there if I need to.
Well, immediately, I thought what the president really needed was a pair of your men's USA-made five-pocket ballroom jeans. By the way, I love the ballroom pun. Regardless of what Thomas Jefferson or the Declaration of Independence may say, not all men are created equal, if you know what I mean. Many of us have the exact same problem as LBJ. Many of us need your hidden crotch gusset. It's too bad you can't go back in time and send LBJ a pair, but what I thought you should do was send President Obama a pair. I'm not sure whether Obama is built like me or LBJ, but still, it'd be funny, and everyone could use another pair of pants. By the way, I wear a 38-32. Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen. P.S. I'm not sure why you have a man kicking a donkey on your website. Animal cruelty is seldom funny.
And here's the reply.
February 11th, 2011. Dear Mr. Jorgensen, thank you so very much for the humorous words of your recent letter concerning our ballroom jeans. We sincerely appreciate hearing from our customers, and I will be happy to forward this on to our creative team. I know they will enjoy it. I sincerely appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to write to us and send such a nice greeting. Thanks for making our day brighter. Please contact us if we can ever assist you further in any way. Sincerely, Don Lynch, Customer Service. Duluth Trading Company, designed and tested by tradesmen. This is another one of those letters that seems like it would be made up, but you can go online and verify the details if you are so inclined. This actually happened. May 3rd, 2010. Dear Governor Rick Perry, glad you and the puppy are fine. Can I get an autographed photo of you with the puppy? I'm sure PETA is all up in your grill for shooting that coyote, but those people need to get a sense of humor. I mean, how much funnier can you get than having the fine governor, you, of these United States, Texas, shooting a coyote with a laser-sighted 38 Ruger pistol loaded with hollow-point bullets while out jogging with a Labrador Retriever puppy, all because he's afraid of snakes? You can't make stuff like that up. Pure comedy gold, but I bet not one PETA person finds it as funny as I do. I'm not sure I'm allowed to run around with a gun in Iowa, but we don't have many snakes here anyway. Besides, I'm probably not in good enough shape to carry a 38 Ruger around. What do you think? Should I start with something lighter, like a 22? By the way, what do you think Governor Chet Culver's chances are for re-election? I'm thinking not very good, but that's only because former Governor Terry Branstad is back in the race. Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen. P.S. Are you at all related to the American actor Luke Perry? He was pretty good in Jeremiah. I think most anything else he's done has sucked. I'd still take his autographed photo if you are related and can pull it off. And I did get an autographed photo of Rick Perry in reply, but no letter. But it did have this stamped on the back. Governor Perry asked that no reproduction of the enclosed photographs be made without his express approval. In order to accommodate all requests, our office has implemented a policy that recipients may use photographs only for their own personal use. Governor Perry asked that photographs not be used or reproduced in a fashion to imply endorsement of any particular business, organization, cause, office, or candidacy. Thank you for your cooperation. I was going to put the photo on my website regardless, but my lawyer said I couldn't. And what's the point of having a lawyer if you don't listen to them? Listen to your lawyers. Don't talk to cops. January 21, 2020. Dear Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, I love your food and wish I could eat it all the time without getting bigger, but sadly, that is not possible. I am not a skinny man. I am not confessing to anything or making excuses. This is just a fact. It is what it is. Mostly, this is my own fault, but I do think you guys share some of the blame. I mean, a grilled chicken breast sandwich combo meal, a side of cheddar cheese curds, along with a dessert like a chocolate malt, and one can be looking at some serious calories. I try to make wise choices, but honestly, we both know I'm not cutting out either the curds or the dessert. The best I usually manage is substituting out the fries and the soft drink at lunch. I am a weak man in the face of good food. I don't eat red meat, so I've never tried your steak burger, but they look great. Have you guys ever considered offering one of those fake meat burgers made with a quality meat substitute? Beyond Meat is the rage right now, but I'm sure there are others. I'm not sure if this would help with the weight problem, though. What someone really needs to come out with are diet fried cheese curds. Anyway, sorry about rambling. I do that when I get hungry. Guess where I am going for lunch? Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen.
And here's the reply.
July 17, 2020. Dear Christopher, we would like to apologize for the delayed response to your inquiry. We've been working night and day to accommodate our many fans across the nation and keep our employees and guests safe during the pandemic. Thank you for taking the time to write, and we sincerely appreciate your praise of our products. Rest assured, our R&D department took your request seriously and tried to come up with products to fulfill your needs. Unfortunately, after much trial and error, we regret to inform you that a low-calorie chocolate malt and diet cheese curds were just not feasible. We are sure you'd agree great taste wins out over less calories. At 95 years old, one of Freddy's personal philosophies is exercise and keep in shape so you can enjoy Freddy's a couple times a week. He's a smart man. We commend your action to try and make wise choices, and no frequent exercise can be tough in such a busy world. Your idea to sub out the fries and drinks is the next best bet. We constantly investigate each new meatless burger as they come out and have not found one that meets our high standards for quality and taste. If we find one, we will share with our Fred heads nationwide. We hope you enjoy wearing the hat as much as we enjoyed reading your letter. Once again, thank you for the feedback and your patronage. Maybe we'll see you for lunch next week. Sincerely, Team Freddy's. And they did send me a Freddy's hat, which is cool because I needed a new hat. And then also, I really miss eating at Freddy's. Damn pandemic.
That's all you get. Now go away.
Jackass Letters is not actively looking for sponsorships, but in the unlikely event this podcast takes off, Christopher is totally willing to take your money to promote a product, cause, or website. He is also open to minimal advertising on jackassletters.com. You can write sponsorships at jackassletters.com or Christopher L. Jorgensen, P.O. Box 546, Ames, Iowa 50010 if you're interested. He'll do his best to reply.
Write a letter. Write a letter. Looking forward to your confused reply. Won't you just write a letter? Write a letter. Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen. A better way to help the world maintain its absurdity than mailing unsuspecting folks some handwritten wordity. Jackass letters. Jackass letters.
No, really. Go away.